Is it the most expensive defamation case ever? Today, a Supreme Court judge granted Australian actress Rebel Wilson more than $4.5 million in compensation from Bauer Media. Supreme Court Justice John Dixon said Ms. Wilson had suffered financial and psychological injury when a Bauer magazine article branded her a serial liar. Jane Lee has the latest.
$4,567,762. That's how much Bauer Media must now pay Rebel Wilson for falsely claiming she lied about her childhood, age and name. The articles, Justice John Dixon said, suggested she had lied about almost every aspect of her life and that nothing she said about herself could be believed as the truth. Most of the damages awarded were to compensate Ms. Wilson for the acting opportunities she may have lost due to the defamatory articles.
Substantial vindication can only be achieved by an award of damages that underscores that Ms. Wilson's reputation as an actress of integrity was wrongly damaged in a manner that affected her marketability in a huge worldwide marketplace, being the market for Hollywood films of the type in which Ms. Wilson appeared.
The compensation was well over the cap that normally applies on defamation compensation. This is because of the particularly damaging conduct of Bauer Media, including the fact that they paid one of their sources, who a magazine editor knew had an axe to grind with Ms. Wilson. The company also failed to properly investigate allegations they published in Woman's Day, knowing them to be false.
It was a campaign that was designed to cast a slur on Ms. Wilson that would attract interest. Bauer Media published to advance its own corporate interests, to improve its circulation, or increase views, hits, in the expectation of higher profits. It kept the story alive for days. Bauer Media appreciated the risk of reputational damage to the plaintiff and did not care whether Ms. Wilson suffered it as it pursued its own corporate objective.
It's understood Ms. Wilson was not in court today, but she said when she won her case against Bauer Media in June that she was looking forward to rebuilding her career.
I felt that I had to take a stand. I had to stand up to a bully. Far too often, I feel that tabloid magazines and the journalists who work for them don't abide by professional ethics. Far too often, I feel that their conduct can only be described as disgusting and as disgraceful.
Ms. Wilson had previously pushed for $7 million in compensation. But Associate Professor Joseph Fernandez, the head of journalism at Curtin University, says it is the largest sum of damages in a defamation case he has ever heard of.
$4.5 million is a very large figure by Australian standards, given especially that when the Uniform Defamation Act was introduced more than 10 years ago, the objective was to cap the damages and to prevent defamation actions turning into a lottery where there was no clarity as to the kind of awards that would be made.
Associate Professor Fernandez, who teaches media law, says the large sum is likely designed to deter media companies from such conduct in the future.
That wouldn't be a bad thing if it only awakens people to the dangers that they can face if they ignore a prudent practice. Ethical behavior, professional practice, if you choose to be willfully blind to what the rules are saying, then here's a reminder, this is the price to pay, it will be a very heavy one.
Justice John Dixon said that interest on top of the damages and other legal costs would be worked out with the party's legal teams at a later date.
Jane Lee reporting.